Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
On air. We are so excited. This is a show we put on especially for guests. And Thursday, we feature the guests of the week. And we have a great guest today. Her name is Barbara Mackey. I can't even read. Hi, Susan. Well, let me say hello to my co-host. Susan, are you there?
I'm here, Bonnie. I'm so excited about Barbara, too. I can't wait.
I know. Let me just tell you, if I start reading her accolades, and I will start reading them, I am going to tell you we'll be here. She wouldn't be able to answer any calls. So I'm going to start saying some of the things Barbara does. And we're so happy, Barbara, that you're here. We love you. We want you here. We've got a board full of people who want to talk to you. Barbara Mackey is a medium psychic. She's a medium psychic detective. She finds people. She finds missing persons. And she finds missing things. She's a medical intuitive, a teacher, an animal intuitive, everyone out there with pets. She's a channeler, and she finds missing persons. I am so excited to have Barbara on with us. And let me read before I actually put her on air. So I know she's here, and I want to say hello to Barbara. Just give me a second, because if I stop, then we're going to take more time. But she has been on so many TV shows and radio shows. I'm just going to read a few of them for you. She's been on Animal Planet, The Haunted, Court TV, Unsolved Mysteries, Catherine Cryer Show, The Psychic Detective, Hollywood at Large. And oh, my goodness, Barbara, why didn't you take me? I want to be on those shows. I also know she's had a radio show. She's been on a lot of radio shows. With no more ado, because I'm going to let her tell you about herself, I have Barbara Mackey on the line. Barbara?
Hi.
Barbara?
Hi. Hi. I'm here.
Oh, I'm
here.
I'm
Hi,
so
Barbara.
Excited.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Pat, I just want to introduce you. Barbara, this is Susan. She's my co-host for Monday and Tuesday. She's my partner in metaphysical crime. I do have several co-hosts.
Okay.
And she is the one that I told you reads Akashic Records. Susan
oh,
is
yeah,
my
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes,
listen,
I'm looking forward to be able to do that for you.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Barbara,
you girl sound so chipper. We're all talking at the same time, but you sound very chipper. I just got up.
I get up at 4:30 in the morning, so I am chipper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh my gosh!
I do. Like I haven't for the last 2 days because I don't know if you knew this, but I think you do. I had the adult form of the chicken pox, so
yes.
I kind of had lower. But I am back, Barbara. I feel my energy coming back. And Susan's energy is she gets up early too. But Barbara, please talk to our audience. I've got a full board here. Tell them what you do, what your favorite thing to do, and how they can reach you.
Gee whiz. Oh, shucks. My favorite thing to do, I guess, is just what I did from the very beginning of my career, if you want to call it, it's my avocation. I do straight readings. I've been doing that ever since I was a child, where I just thought of something and it came about. And today, that's the best way that I love to do my divinations. I see the future, and sometimes 25 years into the future, which is kind of weird, even to me, but it has happened. I've had cases where I've said things to people, and then maybe 25 years have passed, and they say, well, that happened. How did you know that? I say, I have no idea. The only thing I can say, what I think, is... I'm a DNA reader. I consider myself a DNA reader because I think quantum physics plays a lot into what I do as a medium psychic, that I read your body. It's like a blueprint, and I read your lineage. And that's what I consider myself. I came up with that terminology, and I'm sure I think I talked to a quantum physics guy about this, and he said you're right on the money with that. But I like to do the straight readings where I just feel the person's energy, and I really don't have to be next to them. It's electrical energy. You can hear it in the voice, and then you don't even need the voice sometimes. When I do remote viewing for murder cases, all I do is sit down at a table, and I start to write all the information, like it could be a map of where the body would be, names, what the person looked like. I don't know how it's done. I don't really question it. A couple of times people wanted to test me. I didn't really want to be tested. I didn't want
what
to be put
mean,
under that.
Testing?
MIT, where, they test you to see why you are the way you are. And actually, I just was tested about 4 months ago. I was in the hospital for 4 days. They tested my brain because I had abnormal brain function. I went to a neurologist, and he said, your brain isn't normal. And I said, well, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, we're all abnormal.
Yeah,
abnormal. We're all abnormal.
Exactly. Yeah. And he said, well, I want to put you in the hospital. He was really concerned. He said, I really didn't think there was going to be anything wrong with you. So they hooked me up to all these machines. I stayed there for 3 days, and I was viewed 24 hours a day. I couldn't take it off. And finally, the doctor just threw up his hands, and he came in and he said, the only explanation I have for this is people like you that do this kind of work are highly religious, like in another realm, like you go to another, you evolve to another level. Like you're up there someplace, he said that your brain waves are similar, in the frontal lobe, that you have this erratic behavior in the brain. So
I love that, Barbara.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I'm a nerd. I mean, the thing is with me, I'm a nerd.
Oh, yeah.
And I also work in a mental health. I am a counselor. So I have to tell you, when they were studying the frontal brain and all that. And I was also into multiple personalities. I studied that with Dr. Wilbur, who was really famous, which I don't, you know, I never tell anybody. But, oh, my goodness, I love when you talk about that frontal brain. It makes me crazy. So,
really? So that's great that you know all about that. So it was very erratic. It was pinging all over the place. It was jumping. It wasn't, you know, it was out of control. And I don't feel it. You know, they thought first I had a form of epilepsy because I was having these spells where I and then they came to the conclusion it was, and I can't think of the terminology, where your blood pressure, syncope.
Yes.
Yes, where you get your blood pressure drops very low, and it looks like my eyes were rolling back in my head. I fall to the floor. I do this sometimes in Kmart.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's like doing.
Yeah.
You know, I did it at Home Goods with my friend, and I was laying on the floor because the only way you feel that you're going to get better is if you drop to the floor. So they were trying to associate the brain waves with this, but then I went to a different doctor who said, I have these spells of syncope where, you know, your blood pressure just drops and, you know. So maybe the two of them work hand in hand in tandem. I really have no idea.
Well, let me
ask you something, Barbara, while you were talking about that, 111 was on the clock, on all my clocks that I'm looking at right now. And, of course, 111 is new doorways of information, new sharing. So basically, you know, what you just shared with us is in a very important factor in our enlightenment. So, people that have psychic abilities in whatever level that they are, is that part of there's a certain portion, part of their brain that has more electricity running through it than a normal person does.
Oh, really?
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Guess what, guys? I have it too. So I have it, and that's why I associate that with when I really start feeling the ethers. I wonder if they put those electrodes on my head, if they'd actually see that. So I wonder, Barbara, if the reason you do have those syncope episodes is, I wonder if you're going somewhere. Did you ever think of that, or do you ever feel that? Did you ever get
I was asked to, well, I did it at Thanksgiving dinner. I thought it was just the company that I really wanted to get out of there. So that was a joke.
We've all been there.
Because I couldn't stand the people at the table. You know, you're sitting at a table and you're watching everybody talk and you're off somewhere. You're like, I wish I could get out of here. But anyway, I was sitting next to my son and all of a sudden I put my head down and I said, oh, God, I'm going to faint. And he said, Mom, what's wrong? And nobody at the table, they just kept talking like nothing was happening. And he said, Mom, he said, your eyes were sort of rolling back and fluttering. And it looked like you were having a seizure. Then I get a terrible headache, and then I'm shot. You know, I have to lie down. So I did it at a restaurant with my friend, and she was scared. She said, it looked like you went someplace else, like you left your body. That's interesting.
Yeah, well,
more than likely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Astral traveling. Yeah.
And I've done astral traveling, too, you know, with an ex-boyfriend that, you know, he just really, he was scared to death of me, and he, well, as he should have been.
Because, Bart, I know where you took him, so don't tell anybody on the show, but when you astral traveled with him, I'm sorry, girlfriend, you better have took your pajamas with you.
Oh, that's funny. No. He went away on a business trip, and I explained what the hotel room looked like. I was walking around in it, and he was scared to death. Or he'd come home from a business trip, and he'd be all smiles, you know. And I say, you know, I think there's somebody on your answering machine. She has an accent, like maybe she's Asian or something. And he'd look at me, his eyes would, because he was a womanizer, his eyes would bug out, and he'd run upstairs and close the door, and you'd hear him listening. He'd come down, he was white as a ghost, and he'd be like, honey, how do you know these things? I go, I don't know, I just know them. You know?
You know,
my ex- my ex-husband used to say, it's like when we talk about, because he was a tennis pro, so you know how they all about women all around them. Yeah, and he'd say, Eagle, look, he said, you know, I don't even think about, going into the affair thing because you'd know it before I would, so what's the point?
It's the truth.
I know.
I mean, that wouldn't stop
them
from trying, you know. I mean, they try to circumvent
powers. That's true.
You know.
Yeah.
But,
well,
talking about the number 11, I'm born on the 29th, so that's actually 11.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell
and
you.
And I'm born in on the 11th month, too.
Wow.
Which is November.
Well, obviously, all those ones represented something then.
Exactly,
yeah,
and I think I'm a 22 or something like that, 22 or 11.
Well,
I forget.
22 is a power number, Barbara. So if you're a 22, I'm a 22, and if you're a 22 and I'm a 22, and we rock Sag, that's okay. We can do it. But I have to tell you something. I had a friend who was one of the first mediums I have ever met, her name was Monty. And this was about 25 years ago. Something was bothering me, and so I went to her, and she came and didn't even ask me because she already knew the question before I had asked. But I remember her husband, and he was really good-looking, and he was younger. And she kept saying to me, do you think he's having an affair? Do you think he's having an affair? And I said, well, you know, Armani, I'm not going to say one way or the other, but why would he? Because he knows you're going to find out. So one time I went there, and she said, which is really interesting, then I've got to start taking callers. But then she said, she divorced him, I'm going to tell you about 7 years later. She said, do you believe he was having an affair on me? And I said, well, honey, why didn't you know it? She goes, well, he kept saying it was his sister and that the love that I was feeling was a sister.
Oh, what a line. Oh, man.
Yeah,
no.
Well, you know, that's the old saying. That's why readers cannot read for themselves.
Read themselves, yes. And
yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything because, you know, I don't believe in it. I did romance, relationships, sexual issues. That's the kind of and love. That's the kind of counselor I was. And I also did kids. But the thing is, well, not real young kids. But the thing is that I always believe that everybody needs to find out on their own because what ends up happening is they blame you. So I wasn't going there.
They want to kill the messenger. But, you know, I'm very pragmatic and realistic. And I get the deal, you know, and I know I don't need anybody to tell me, you know, and I'm right in there. I'm on top of the situation. I'm like a little detective, you know, and then they get, you know.
I love you. I love detectives. I'm going to tell you, you've got your first client on the phone because Susan couldn't wait to talk to you, but I've got a full board, so I'm going to have to take people because we're going to do your Akashic records at the end. So, Susan, are you ready to take people, Barbara, or would you prefer? Well, first I want you to tell them how to find you, where your website is.
Oh, okay.
And what you do so they can come to you.
Okay. Well, I do phone readings. I know you're in Florida, but I do phone readings for people all over the world, actually, with the computer. I mean, gosh, people contact you from Indonesia.
Everywhere.
Yeah. My name is Barbara Mackey, M-A-C-K-E-Y. That's my website. You can go on there. I have all the information, everything that I've done. Actually, I started radio 35 years ago, and I had my own radio show for 6 years at CBS Radio. And I also did Discovery ID, Deadly Affairs. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, about a case that we had locally about a guy that killed this girl that, you know, I did the investigation for, find her body. But, you can go on my site and you can go to readings and click on there, check out the information. And it's BarbaraMackey.com, so easy, MackeyY.com. You can call me at 732-504-7446.
I love that, Barbara, and I'm so high energy, and I'm sorry I interrupt you, but I'm so excited you're here. I love the detective work because, you know, what I would have loved to do is work with the FBI or CIA to be a psychic medium for them. I know they have them, but
I have a story about that, too. 9/11, when it happened, I live right on the beach, and all the smoke was coming across to New Jersey. And I said, you know, this is some, you know, I was really irate. So I called the FBI, and I told the guy down there in Guanajuato, I said, listen, you know, I'm a psychic. I can tell you where there's cells, you know, where people are hiding out and this and that. And he hung up on me. And I was like, what? I can't believe this guy hung up on me. I'll go down there and smack him all over the place. So I called him up again, and I go, did you just hang up on me? And he said, no, ma'am, I think we got disconnected. So I said, listen, give me your superior. So he got on the phone. He's listening very intently. I go, we have a nuclear plant by us. It's called Oyster Creek. I suggest you get – he goes, where's that, ma'am? I go, listen, all you brains down there, get out of maps, okay, and look for it. It's in, you know, Lacey Township, New Jersey. So I said, I suggest you get the National Guard out there. I said, it's very precarious over there. I said, and this and that. And I was telling him all different things. And then he said to me, well, you sound very interesting. Would you be interested in working with us? First, he denied it. He said, we don't work. I said, don't lie to me. I said, I know you work with us. CIA works.
Yeah.
Don't lie. So
yeah.
Then he says, you know, if you're interested, would you send a resume? We'd love to, you know, interview you. And I go off the phone. I said to my son, what do you think? He goes, Mom, stay away from those people. They're going to pick you up in a car with dark windows, and we'll never see you again. he goes, Ma, shut up. Stop talking to these people. Okay, that's my story.
I love that, Barbara, because I got to tell you something. I have friends who also work with them, and I have one girl that did kind of something like that. Somebody was missing in Florida, and she called. And not only were they, then they started questioning her. And she
she committed the murder. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And she said, I only have this information. She says, you know what? I'll never give you information again.
There you
and
go.
You know,
they're like, yeah, how could you know this? And the last thing I have to say about Florida, a little Kaylee Anthony, I was talking to a friend down there. She goes, where do you think that baby is? I said, it's right next to the house. She goes, are you going to call them? I go, definitely not. I said, I am not having fights with those police. I said, I had about enough of them. I said, there's a psychic down there now. They kicked her out. I said, they'll find her, but she's right by the house.
That is so cool, Barbara. I got to tell you, you know, we have Casadega here, which has, you know, used to have a much better reputation. And a lot, I know a couple of the older, you know, mediums. Not that I am.
I've been there.
I'm only 50. Yeah, I'm only 15, so I can't tell you that I know all the old stuff.
right.
But anyway,
she doesn't see Barbara doesn't buy it either, Bonnie.
hey, but you don't have to tell, okay? But anyway, I was one of the women that I was telling you was there, and she tried to give help also, and the same thing happened, and she goes, you know what? I'm not doing this. And the sad part is, don't you think, Barbara, because we all, you know, there are good ones, there are not good ones, there's ones that are full. But when you really have a medium that wants to help, why not take it? I mean, what could be the worst that could happen? You don't find them? So
The worst that could happen for the police is that you do, and they look like jerks with egg on their face because they can't do the job. So that's why they avoid us at all costs. You know, they do pump you for information. They deny it. You know, I did a case down in Cape Coral, and they denied it. They lied in the papers and said that they never talked to me. Meanwhile, I gave them a map of where the body would be. And so there you go.
Well, listen, Barbara, before we start, because I know everybody's going to say, and I'm not going to ask you, but I'm purposely not asking you, is I'm sure everybody wants to talk about that Malaysian plane. But I've held back only because it's such a long discussion, and then, you know, we've got people on the board, but I know you have ideas about it. I know most people I know my friend Charlie Takaya, who I was telling you about as a remote seer, also had it, and it's just really interesting. I love what you do. I love that you help, and I love that you have this gift for a long time, and I know that you matter, and I know you matter, so it doesn't matter what those policemen say.
I don't care what they say. I tell them, you know, what they even said they were going to arrest me when I went to somebody's house. I said, but they asked me to come here. Well, we're going to put you in the car. We're arresting you right now. I said, do me a favor. Go ahead. Go. They go, get out of here.
You know what, Barbara, you're so cute and you're so full of energy and you are a beautiful lady. I think they wanted you in the car for a different reason, but I won't say. Okay,
yeah.
I've got to tell you, and I'm going to introduce her again because I know she's sitting there waiting, and then I got to take other callers. Everybody on the board, I do not see chat, and that's because I can't get chat up. We're having a problem with Blog Talk on my computer, and I know Kelly has – hi, Kelly out there. Just to let you know, Barbara, Kelly's another co-host. She's on my Wednesday show. She does the Astrology Atlantean Life Cards, and she's running chat. So, Kelly, we know you're out there. I don't see you, but you rock chat. And right now I'm going to let Susan on because I can put the other callers on. So, Susan, if you would like to ask Barbara, please go ahead because I got a board full of people, honey. So go for it.
I'll make this quick, Barbara. I'm, like, so impressed with some of the stories that you've been, you know, been saying. And it's like if you've been doing with the medium gifts, you know, for any amount of years, you know, we have all those wonderful experiences where we've been of service, and because, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. So I have a personal question that I would to ask you. If that's fine, if Bonnie will just hush up for a moment, it's like I will, if that's okay with you.
Yes, it is okay with me.
No, I didn't ask you, Bonnie. I was asking Barbara.
Okay, Barbara, go
ahead. I'm totally out to lunch here. What's going on? Okay, wait a minute. This voice sounds so familiar. Are you a medium? Are you psychic?
I'm Susan. I'm going to be the one that's going to open your Akashic records. I'm an Akashic medium, clairvoyant.
Are you the one that's asking the question?
I am. That's what I was
saying. Okay, I was completely, you know, you sound like one of my friends. You have the same voice as one of my friends who's a psychic.
I'm partner. Yeah, and I'm going to be the one that's going to be opening your Akashic records.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, well, we are waiting for some big news in terms of a contract, in terms of our publication and media, and we have some general answers, and we know it's coming. We know it's in the works, and we know it's a deal, and we'd like to know if you can give me or us a kind of a time frame.
Oh, a time frame, yeah. I don't know. I think, excuse me. Bear with me because I woke up with a sore throat this morning and I have a cold, but if I cough, excuse me. When Bonnie was telling me this, I was thinking, you know, the media time, Hollywood, wherever you're trying to, you know, pitch this, it could be New York, I don't know where, they take their sweet time. And there's so many girls, be prepared. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. And you're waiting right now. And you might be waiting for a while because there's so many twists and turns. And they might want to change the whole format. That's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
I am.
Yes,
so,
I am.
Say yes.
Okay.
It works. Oh, are you kidding? We're listening
Bonnie
to everything.
I'm listening, too.
Okay. I'm listening.
They might want to change the format. They might want to bring other people in. You know, it's not like what you imagine. It's like what they think that will sell, you know, and what they can afford and what's the cheapest way they can do it and not spend a lot of money and still get the message out there. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I heard in my head – And I wouldn't say this should be one way or the other, but I'm thinking, and I don't want to make you hysterical, but I'm getting like a year, and you would think that it would be right around the corner. And you might get a response, but it might not be the right. Do you have an entertainment lawyer?
We do.
You have an entertainement
lawyer? I'm going to tell you, Barbara, and I'll answer that question just because Susan won't have the answer, I don't think. But I do have an attorney that I love, but he is a litigation contract attorney.
No, you need an entertainment lawyer. because they know all the ins and outs. Believe me, when you're dealing with contracts with these kind of people, you need someone that really knows the lingo, and so you really, you just can't use any attorney. You know, I know they think a contract is a contract, but that's not the truth.
Okay. I do have the name of an attorney, an entertainment attorney, but I have not used it because I don't have anything. Can't use it unless you have something. So that's why I haven't, gotten an attorney.
Okay. So you have a feeling of an idea when the negotiations will begin? I mean,
first of all, you can't negotiate until you have a contract. There's nothing to really negotiate, and you have to do a pitch first. Do you know what I'm saying? So, excuse me?
You have to be a what?
You have to do a pitch of the show first, different networks. And I don't even think you're at that level yet, are you?
Yes.
No.
No. No. Am I correct?
Yes, no. Yeah. Well, no. I think I explained it to
you.
Yes
and no. Yeah. Yes and no. Yeah.
Well, it has to be like a formal pitch. You have to really go there in person, and you have to talk to the people. It's a big process. You know, I know because I've been doing it with, I was a producer on a show that we pitched these people in California, and it was a long process. It doesn't happen overnight. So I don't want you to get too excited. There's steps that you have to take, okay? So someone might say, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's do it. But there's got to be contracts in place, and that goes back and forth. So it's going to take longer than you think. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we totally do.
It's not going to happen 1, 2, 3. That's totally unrealistic. That's not the way it happens, Their time is not your time, frame. I was getting a year of struggling and maybe it can't be a month because you don't have a contract in place, correct?
No, but Barbara, and maybe this will sound good. Somebody said it'll be just short of a year since you've been doing the show, and just short of a year is in September. So that's why somebody also gave me the year thing, but I've been putting in a year. So they said that it's just short of a year that they see something, and that's just a friend. So
I got a year. I'm going to stick with a year, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
That's
okay,
what I'm
we'll
getting.
Take
but,
it.
And the thing is that it's such a plodding thing. It's a process that if you don't have white hair, you're going to have white hair, okay? If you haven't pulled every hair out of your head, watch out, because the business isn't like what I do. You get immediate gratification with someone like me because you ask me a question, you get a reading, you get the real story. You never get the real story when you're dealing in that business. It's so convoluted. So you got to have patience.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would suggest don't talk about it because I know manifestation is great. You put it out there, great. But don't put your heart and soul into anything right now. Just go along with the process, all right? I mean, as far as your heart and soul, as far as getting disappointed, because they will disappoint you. And you have to have a really good constitution to deal with people in that business, all right?
I got
you.
Yeah. You know what?
Thank you.
I got to tell you, Barbara, I love what I do. So you see, our show rocks, and I love it. So if I have to do this, this is so gratifying to me. I love our callers and listeners. And no matter what, I will rock this no matter what. So we appreciate it. I think I'm going to Susan, do you have – I think she had a pet question, and then I'm going to go to the next person unless you don't want to ask it, Susan.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go to 216. 216, you are on with Barbara Live, and you're very lucky. Who are we speaking to?
Oh,
hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
How are you?
I am so good. What is your name? Can we have your name?
Yeah, of course. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. We're so happy to have you. And I know that you know that we have a guest who's fabulous. So I'm going to introduce you to her. Sharon, this is Barbara. Barbara, this is Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Well, I am looking for employment, Barbara, and I was wondering if you can pick up a timing. I'm on 3 months now.
You're on how many months now?
I've been out 3 months.
Oh, 3 months. Oh, okay. Compared to, where do you live anyway? Where's 216?
The Ohio area.
Oh, Ohio. Okay. Can I ask you a question? Why do I see these big old factories with smoke coming out of them?
Well, there's a lot of those downtown. That's probably why.
Oh, okay. Okay. You have a brother?
No.
Why am I getting brother energy? You know, it's funny because I might be picking up on the next guest. That very often happens. I saw like a brother or brother-like image around you. Was there a man that passed around
no,
you?
My father, everyone's still alive in my family.
And you don't have a brother, huh?
No.
So weird. Who's, you know Michael?
Michael. I do not.
Hmm.
Although I know Michael's on acquaintance level. Michael's, you know, yeah.
What?
No, I don't know any Michaels in my personal, no.
It doesn't have to be in your, it could be around in your circle.
Well, I have had a lot of Mikes in my life through, you know, working and stuff. But
you
no
have?
One in this, no,
okay,
no one in the present.
Okay, it doesn't have to be. I'm just picking up all these. And then when I first heard your voice, I got somebody that was struggling with addiction. Who is that?
Could be, boy. I don't know because I could never prove it. It could be my older sister. I'm not sure.
You thought this though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got this feeling with you. Also, I'll get to your question in a minute, but just reading you, I want you to be careful of heart problems.
With me?
Mm-hmm. As you get older, does it run in the family?
Oh, I just, no. Actually, yes, both my grandmothers died from heart problems.
Okay, so I'm getting with your heart as you get older, just take care of your blood pressure, your weight. How's your weight?
No, I'm just normal, average, 130 pounds, 5'7".
Oh, great. You're in great shape. But I just want you to watch that. I don't know why I get this with you. So I'm just doing like a reading. And it's weird, like you're asking me a question, but I'm getting all this information. I hope it's not somebody else's information. Who's Nick or Nikki?
I don't know anybody named Nick.
Or Nicholas?
No.
Could be somebody in the future that you're going to meet. As far as the job, relatively 3 months, that's not bad. Okay, I'm getting around May. You're going to get a job opportunity in May. And it could be a couple of them. So by the summertime, you're certainly going to work. Do you understand?
Oh, boy. Yeah. You know, I had an interview yesterday. That doesn't look good, huh?
Well, I was getting May unless, you know, no, I don't know. I was just getting, like, you have to wait a little longer. But I'm getting the number 5, so write this down. It might be within 5 days, 5 weeks, or 5 months.
Okay.
Or the 5th day. Oh, it could be April 5th, too.
Because I did feel, I mean, I thought the interview went well yesterday. That's why.
Yeah, it could be April 5th, too. I'm getting this big number 5. But you're going to be working. You know, you're just, like, hysterical. What are you getting so hysterical about? You've only been out of work 3 months. You're collecting unemployment?
I'm so worried about my finances because I've never been late for a bill, Barbara. Am I going to be okay the next 2 months? Will
yes,
I be able to, like...
Yes. Yes, you're going to be okay. You're just a hysterical personality. Come on already. I don't think you can take much. You're not the type that can take much pressure, you know what I'm saying? Because you're so used to being, you know, like uniformed and direct and doing what you're supposed to do. You're not a rebel. So you're not used to living on the edge, correct?
It's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, loosen
it
up a little bit. This is life's task here. It's telling you, you know, everything isn't, you know, the way it should be in a straight line. You got to go in a crooked line. So what I'm saying to you, this is like a little test for you. All right. So stop,
okay,
like, being hysterical over this whole process. You're qualified. You're going to get another job.
Okay, yeah. The one yesterday, though, it sounded – I can give you the initial of his first name. It's A.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Yeah, well, they're going to come with a – next week they're going to make the decision.
Okay. There's somebody else up for the job, and it's a man.
Huh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But just take that information, number 5, okay?
Okay. All
You're
right.
going to be employed. And I don't know who Nicholas is. Maybe it's the next person on the line, or maybe it's someone, maybe it's one of the girls, Bonnie. I don't know. Or maybe I'm picking up their energy. All right?
Hi, Liz.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I hope this helps you, and I am going to move to the next caller. But let us know. Call us. Let us know how you do. But I would write 515, which is April 5th. So I think 5 is a great number. I love 5 because I think Susan's 5 number. So I am going to move on. I hope we've helped you.
April, okay. Have a good day.
Thank you. Oh, I love, you know what, Barbara? I love our callers. And, yeah, you know what, when you were saying that, I'm like, yeah, my family has heart disease. Yep, I've got this. You know,
oh,
so
no.
I
could be reading you. Do you know a Nicholas?
You know what? The only Nicholas I know is my son's friend. So, but,
oh, my God.
Know,
this is what happens
everything.
All the time.
You know what? I love, you know what? I love your energy, and you talk just like me, so I am so happy. But maybe it could be the next one. But you keep reading me, Barbara, because, see, I love
okay,
that.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. Okay.
I get to the next one, 814. 814, you are on 814. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi.
Amy?
Ah, this is, and what is your name?
Amy, A-M-Y.
Amy! Hi, Amy.
Yes,
how are you today?
Hi.
I am going to introduce you to Barbara, who I adore. Barbara, this is Amy. Amy, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Amy. Hi, honey. Where do you live?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Ah!
Whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
I'm about 80 miles away from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Because I did a lot of Haunted. They did a lot of shootings in Pennsylvania for some reason. I was always going to Pennsylvania. But what's your question?
My question is, Barbara, do you see a job change coming up for me?
You sound so, like, unhappy. Are you unhappy?
Yeah, I'm happy at my current job, but there's been issues going on with my children's school right now that has me a little bit down about it.
Yeah. Do you have 3 kids?
Yeah.
Did you have, like, excuse me, did you have a miscarriage or anything like that? Or an abortion?
No, but my stepmother did have a miscarriage.
Oh, I'm getting 3 kids with you. Okay. Could you get pregnant again?
No, I can't.
Okay, good. All right. Your job,
I
crummy.
I can't.
Your job is crummy, I'll tell you right now. And
yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting this. I want you to be careful. Someone is going to say there was sexual harassment on a job.
That has happened to me years ago.
Okay, so when I
that somebody
when I
was doing that to me.
Okay, when I read you, I read the past and I read the future. So you have to be very careful of that kind of energy with men. You have to cut it off at the knees. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
This job, I just don't like the vibe around it. It's like dark energy. And it's not good for your emotional health. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And when you go there every day, you're like, oh, God, why do I have to go to this place? So are you actively looking for another job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I work for state government. I've been trying to transfer. And
okay.
There is
so you're
prospect.
Waiting.
Yeah,
you're
there
waiting
is
for
a
transfer. Okay. So I'm going to say within 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months, you're going to get an answer about a transfer. Are you with me?
Yes.
All right. So hang in there as much as you can. And I would go to see a woman interviewer for some reason. Is there a woman that you can talk to there?
It was actually a man. If he gets promoted up, it would be for his job. But there is a woman that would be processing all the paperwork.
Okay, so can you talk to her?
Yes, she would be the one that would be doing all the processing of everything, like coordinating.
Okay, you've got to talk to her, okay? Are you with
okay.
me?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You need to talk, have a sit down with her and tell her, you know, this is really important to me, and could you expedite this as quickly as you can because I'm really suffering here. Use whatever terminology you want to do, you know? But
okay.
And your kids are giving you problems right now, and they really need to be have a forceful hand. Do you understand?
Yes.
I mean, they've been getting away with it, and enough is enough already. Are you a single mother?
No, I'm not.
What?
No, I'm not.
I feel that a single mother, something with a single mother, this could be in the future. So you're going to really have to get a handle on this. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so that's it. Thank you for calling.
That's it. Thank you, Amy.
Okay.
Let us know, Amy, how you do. Let us know in 2 months, 2 weeks, what goes on. And please listen to Barbara because I know that she can help you. I have the next caller, Barbara. It's 719. 719, you are on with Bonnie and Barbara and Susan. How are you today? Who am I speaking with?
Pretty good. This is Kelly. I'm in Tacoma.
Kelly. Oh, my goodness. Kelly, do you want real quick? Because, hey, Barbara, this is another one of my co-hosts. She runs the chat room, and she has been so excited you were on the show. I mean, everybody that's in my realm or my shows, they are so excited you're here. Yeah, you might be
very.
Okay, go
All
ahead,
right.
Kelly.
Kelly, one question. Go for it, girlfriend.
Wow, I'm the... let's see. I don't precisely know where to start. I guess most of my people that I would like to hear from are on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, anything in particular or specific that they would like to say that I don't know. I'm always looking for anything that's for the best, highest, most positive, beneficial, mutual good of all parties involved. It's like, you know, anything that they can do to help our path or walk in life, or, you know, how things are going on the other side, or, you know, anything like that is welcome.
Okay. I was getting a couple impressions with you. Do you know a set of twins?
Set of twins. Yeah, actually, there's I know several different sets of twins. One of them's in our family.
Okay. I'm just picking up your vibes here.
Okay.
I see a man smoking a cigarette. Oh.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking it's like the twins that are my cousins are girls, and they're both like 6'1" and blonde.
But I'm seeing a man in spirit, and he's kind of on the tall, lean side. Now, I don't know if I'm picking up for you. It looks like he has a uniform on, like he might have been in the service.
Okay, that could either be my husband. Oh, I was something I was going to tell you is my husband's birthday is the same as yours. It was 11/29, and his was 55, and he passed quite some time ago. But my husband was an Army Airborne Ranger. My dad was at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed in the Navy.
Okay, wait a minute. You're talking very fast. Your husband who died, was he tall?
Yes, 6'3".
Did he smoke a cigarette?
No, my dad smoked for years, though, and my brother-in-law smoked for years, and he was also in the service.
Okay, so I'm getting a man in you know, the service, and I see him tall, and he's smoking a cigarette. So he's standing there, and he's smiling, and he's like, well, don't you get it? Don't you know who I am? And he's got light eyes.
Light eyes, okay.
like almost hazily.
Okay, that could either it could either be my husband or my brother-in-law because they were both.
I think it's your husband. I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah. That's really surprising.
What?
My husband never smoked. Well, he'd smoke every now and then. He'd smoke one of those nasty cigars, but it's like we got married and I tried to get him out of the habit.
No. I see him. Maybe when he was younger, he smoked a cigarette or something, or maybe he's smiling and he's got these sparkly eyes and he's saying, "Don't you know me? You forgot me already." Like he's got this real sense of humor.
Yeah, he does.
Sarcastic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's going, "You forgot me so soon? Don't you love me like you never did?"
He knows that.
Oh, yeah. "Don't you love me like you never did? And why did you take my pictures down? And why did you put them away?"
There's no pictures on the wall. Sorry, it's in my wallet.
Yeah, he goes, "Well, how come they're not on the wall?"
Oh, gee, didn't know it meant that much. Okay, fine, I'll put them back up. Gee.
And he goes, I'm serious about this. This isn't funny. This isn't funny. This isn't a joke, Kelly, you know.
I love you,
and I'm sending you love from the other side, but you know what? And I want you to get on with your life and really be with someone decent, too.
Yeah, okay. That's a challenge.
What?
I said, that's a challenge.
Yeah. He says, "You know, I'll always love you. You know that."
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to cry. All right, Kelly. You got Barbara. Yeah. She's stuck because this was her twin flame. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you know, he says, "You know, I want you to get serious and be with someone that really is committed to you, you know." Does that make sense?
You either have to round them up because it makes sense, but it's like I have an 11-year-old, soon to be 12, and a 14-year-old home, and it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's really hard, apparently, to bring people in who are, I'll say, decent step-parents also. It's like I gave up on that a while back. It's just, I'd rather just focus on the children and...
No, there is someone out there, he's saying, that could be a great father to the kids. You're just looking in all the wrong places. He said, and maybe I'll put my hand in it and try and send someone to you. He's going to have thick eyebrows, so...
Okay.
Oh, good, okay.
You'll notice this by having thick eyebrows and maybe dark eyes. So that's the message for you today. And I get the name David, too.
Okay, David. Well, okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Kelly, I'm putting you on hold. Oh, I think that's wonderful. Barbara, you really, I mean, if anybody deserves, I mean, everybody deserves, you know, people, but Kelly is a great girl, and she deserves somebody. She's like an Einsteinian energy, and she's fabulous. So I hope that somebody does come for her. I know she loved her husband very much. So I am going to take the next caller, and the next caller. Oh my goodness. And the next caller is 443. You're on with Bonnie and Barbara. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who are we speaking with?
This is Kathy from Maryland.
Hi, Kathy. We are so happy to talk to you. I'm going to introduce you to Barbara. Barbara, this is Kathy. Kathy, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Kathy. What's your question?
Can you tell me what's coming up for me in the rest of the year?
Well, no, honey, because you really have to tune in and give me one subject, so I'm not going all over the planet here.
I do the same thing. Yeah,
okay,
we do the
same thing.
One question, because you know what?
Be
it's really
specific.
Hard to pull. Yeah. It's really hard to pull from all, like your whole life. So.
I'm looking for a spiritual teacher to help me on my spiritual journey. Will I find one this year?
You know, there's a saying, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Uh-huh.
Do you associate with like-minded people? Are you with me?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Not a whole lot of people.
No, I didn't think so. I think you really have to be in the right circles, and I don't think you're in the right circles. You know, do you have a New Age place by you?
No.
Okay. Have you reached out on the internet to reach out with people like-minded that want to be on a spiritual path, that want to elevate themselves?
Mm-hmm, I have.
You have? Where do you reach out to these people?
I've taken classes.
Oh, yeah. They have classes by you?
No, I have to take them online.
Seems to me that there should be, I think what you need to do is investigate or even start your own spiritual group. I used to have one myself years ago. I used to go to, they were just fledgling, you know, novices. And we would meet once a week, but it was so wonderful, of friends. And we would do psychometry. Do you know what psychometry is?
I've heard of it.
Okay, honey, it's like it's the oldest form of divination. You take someone's article of could be jewelry, their keys, anything that contains their energy, and you read that. You have to start practicing. This reminds me of people that say, "Oh, I want to be psychic." Well, it doesn't work that way. I mean, it fell into my lap. I was born this way. I didn't really go after this path. You want a teacher, but sometimes you have to start the process yourself. You're sort of like in a no man's land. You need that drink of water. You're not surrounded by people that can fill you up. So you have to start the process yourself, and then you'll find people gravitating towards you. And I know it sounds easy, but it isn't easy, but you have to start it. Do you have any friends that are like-minded like you, that think like you?
I have one friend.
That's it? Okay, does that one friend know somebody else? It's like the domino effect. One friend knows somebody else, somebody else knows somebody else. And what I would start with you is meetings at a house, and you do psychometry, you do automatic handwriting. You start doing exercises and practicing, and then you'll see people are just like they bloom right in front of you. You might even end up being the teacher. But you've got to try to do these different techniques. Just email me, and I'll give you some tips, all right?
Okay. All right.
Just go to my site.
Nice.
Okay,
that
thank you for
so
calling.
Nice. Yeah, that is so nice. That is so nice that you offered to do that. That's really sweet, and I hope everybody out there hears it because Barbara's such a wonderful – she teaches, too. She has classes online.
Yeah, I do teach, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, the novices are great. They come to my class, and they even helped me with a murder case once. They were so great.
I love that. I want to help. Next time you get a murder case, come call me.
Oh, Bonnie.
I know. I can't take it. 803, you are almost Bonnie and Barbara. Who are you, please? And
my name is Crystal.
Hello?
My name is
Crystal. Hi, Crystal. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Sorry.
I am going to introduce you to Barbara. Barbara, this is Crystal. Crystal, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey, Crystal. Hi, honey. Where are you from?
I'm from South Carolina.
Well, I love your accent, girl.
Well,
me
I'm originally
too.
From West Virginia, so I'm a transient.
Yeah.
Hillbilly.
Yeah. What's your question?
I've been working real hard trying to, you know, develop my mediumship, taking classes, doing mm-hmm. everything I can to step out and to sort of do, like, things that you're doing. My brother was murdered when he was 13, and he was missing for 3 days. So I tried doing some of the, like, missing persons work, and that's something that I would really like to do. Do you see anything that I'm doing that's right?
Aw. Who's Bobby?
Bobby?
Yeah.
He's a next-door neighbor of when I lived in West Virginia.
I wonder why I'm picking him up. Maybe you hear something about him? I don't know.
His wife just passed away.
Are you reading me? Are you reading me, Barbara? Because I have an Uncle Bobby.
I don't know. I don't. Well, let me, Crystal. So, what did you say about Bobby? His what? His wife what?
Had just passed away like last month.
Oh, have you ever thought about him?
Yeah. Well, actually, their family has contacted me, like, to see if I could get Carolyn to come through, but she's not tried. So.
Oh, so there is a. There is an identification with Bobby then. Okay, all right, so there you go. Come on, be open, girl. Was your brother murdered?
Yes, ma'am.
Say? But I don't feel they found the killer.
It was my adopted uncle. He shot my brother and threw him over a 100-foot embankment and left him lay there for 3 days while he helped us search for the body.
Oh, what a creep. But you know what? I get somebody else that was in on this.
Yes, ma'am, I do too. That's my gut, my intuition.
Yeah, I mean, he just wasn't the only one. You think he would have told someone by now. But there was somebody else that did this. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, ma'am. I think it was actually possibly drug-related, but not my brother. I think the man who shot my brother was possibly into drugs.
Mhm. Yeah. Your brother, you know, really was in a state of shock. Like he didn't see it coming. Do you understand?
No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And he really didn't leave this earth plane for a long time, and he actually still vacillates. He's caught in between the two worlds.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever done anything to try and release him or have a conduit release him?
I've tried to talk to him, but I think that's partially my fault because where I was 17, I went through a really hard time with his murder because the man who murdered him only got like 9 years, and then he was like out.
Yeah.
But I think that was my fault because he stayed.
No, it's not your fault. Do you know anybody that was raped?
Not to my knowledge, immediate knowledge.
Okay, I'm getting a rape around you, so maybe that's, I don't know. But you have to try your craft out. You have to, you know, practice all the time. I don't think you practice all the time. And, you know, people say to me, I want to do what you do. I want to do what you do. But you gotta work it every day. It's like a singer that tunes up their voice. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I've done over 800 free readings. So I don't know how much more I can
800 free readings? Okay. first of all, are they correct? Are they good readings? Do you know?
Oh, yes, ma'am. My mediumship
okay.
has.
Okay. Well, I would say stop giving out your energy for nothing. I was told once by my boyfriend who was from the Middle East. He was a scientist, and he said, honey, you have to charge because they're taking your energy. And I was like, what? Energy? What's that? And like a real dummy. And so what you need to do is stop giving your energy and letting people take it, zap you. If you're that good, then you need to start charging if you're doing it part-time or whatever. You can start out as a small fee, but you still have to have that give and take. And you have to practice, and get feedback. What was the original question? I'm off on a tangent.
Oh, that's okay. I was just saying it like I would like to work with missing. I'm a good medium. Like I do really well with mediumship. I can do really well with psychometry. I started doing the missing person cases, but then I stopped, and I just had wondered if you could see me ever picking that up again, because that's something that is close to my heart.
Close to your heart, yeah. I think that it would be really, it would drag up all that emotional, residual emotional post-traumatic stress syndrome. I don't know. I don't think it's such a good idea. I think you'd be good at it because you're like a pioneer in that way. You know, you want an advocate for people that have lost their families, But I think that you should stick to the simple, everyday meat and potatoes of life for now and wait until you're completely over that injury, which I don't think you're going to be completely over that injury. But I think that you could do the work. Yeah, I think you could do the work. But the thing is, you have to be resilient enough to bounce back, because I think that you're still emotionally traumatized. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
And you bring that into the readings, and that's not good. So but I will say, when you do heal people, it's a give and take. So when you heal them, you heal yourself in the process. So your name is Crystal?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that you could do the work. Yeah, but you really have to, it's trial and error, and start charging. If you've done that many readings, don't let people take advantage of you and keep draining you. Definitely not. Put your foot down and do what I tell you to do, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, honey.
Thank you. Thank you, Crystal. Thank
Aww.
You for allowing us to reach out. Oh, thank you for
She's
letting
so
us
sweet.
Read. Her. I know.
So sweet.
And I love your name, baby. I put you on mute, but I love your name. I love Crystal. It's appropriate for you. And I know that death is never easy. I don't, you know, my father and your brother have no, you know, my father was older than your brother, but to me he was young. I'm never over it. So I know that death is not something on this earth plane. It's easy to get over. And it, once you get really familiar with that, you can put it in its right place, but it's never easy, and you'll never, people say to me, Barbara, oh, you'll get over it. Nah, I don't get over it. I just deal with it. So
exactly.
You learn how to
live with it.
Yeah.
I'm
good with it.
Are we almost over our time now?
We have two more callers, and then we were going to open your Akashic record. Would you prefer to just open your Akashic record? Because I can take the other two callers. We don't have to if you're not feeling well.
Yeah, because I woke up this morning with a cold and a sore throat, and
okay.
I'm like, okay. But
okay.
If they want to get in touch with me, they can get in touch with me.
And we have a lot more callers than that, Barbara. So what I'm going to ask is this. I'm going to tell everybody that Barbara has given her time, her energy. We love her. And if we can get her back, we will. And I will
I'll
let
come
you
back
know.
Another time. Okay. For sure.
I love that, Barbara.
Great.
So everybody, I am going to tell you, we are going to do Barbara's Akashic Record. That's what we promised we would do, and actually we love doing it because we love looking inside, especially at a medium's brain. So I'm so excited, Barbara. If you're up for it, Susan will open your Akashic Record. If not, we can do it another time, whatever you want to do.
You could do it. You could do it.
Okay, girlfriend, but let everybody know. We
feeling,
love
you. Are you feeling okay there, Barbara? Excuse me, honey?
Yeah. What? Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling okay? Do you want your records open?
Sure. That'll be great. Maybe it'll make me feel better.
Wait a minute. Before you start, Susan, let me just tell everybody, we love all our callers. We love all our listeners. Barbara is fabulous, and she will come back. So anybody that didn't get on, just look for our shows, and when Barbara comes in again, we will take you. I will just try getting back on the board. I won't say that I'll know who you are, but try again because she's fabulous. Susan, I'm going to hand Barbara over to you, girlfriend.
Oh, thank you. I've just been listening, and I've just been really, really impressed with the information that you've been giving to the other callers in. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, to tell you how I open Akashic records, of course, I don't have the ability to actually open your records. Basically, you give me permission to do that. And I do them on three levels. The first is that I need to know what soul window you're in, and how I do that is I need to know your age.
Oh, 69.
59?
No,
69. Okay. You are about a year or two out of what they call cryon return, okay? Cryon return, you started at about, I'd say, maybe 48, 49, which is when the dreaming soul is fully awakened. the divine self is in full communication with the dreaming soul. It's a redo, reset, clean out, rethink, and gives you a chance to address what's left behind and work on new projects on how you want to end the last chapters of your life. And you came out of this probably about 67, and what this means is that you are now into what they call small closing windows. You've got quite a number of years left in your life, so that's you've got this many years left, but you've got quite a number of years left in terms of being able to accomplish a few more things that you have in mind. But mostly what it is that after you came out of this 67th year, which is just about a year or two, you had the energies of a clicking down. You're still moving forward and to be of service. Your gifts are all there. But basically, the energies are kind of not getting weaker. That's not what I want to say. But that that moving push forward, you began to feel it a lot in the last year or two. So the next thing I need to know is about career. And this is, I mean, I obviously know what your career has been, but have you been a medium your whole life, or have you done other things?
I was psychic since I'm 4, but I didn't start working as a professional till I was in my 40s. But what I've done, I'm a writer, and I was in the theater for many years.
You're a writer on what?
I was in the theater for many years. I did musicals and comedies and, yeah.
Ah, an entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of your gifts, what would you consider the gifts that you value the most?
Well, I don't know. I have to pick one.
No, your gifts. Plural?
Oh, gifts, plural. Okay. Well, my writing, which I love to do, and which I'm doing now. I'm writing series for HBO and Showtime, and my gift of gab.
Okay.
The gift of reaching out to people instantly, be instant communicator, which I love that part of what I do. The gift of healing, the gift of compassion, healing and compassion with people, and giving them hope, but not false hope, and giving them alternatives of how to solve their problems, that there it isn't a dead end and don't give up. There's always tomorrow. And, of course, the gift of music, which I do music. So I have a lot of gifts, you know.
Okay.
You have all my gifts, Barbara.
What?
My gifts, Barbara. I have every gift you have.
Oh, and I was going to be a nurse, too. And I did work in a hospital, and it was back in the 60s, and I took care of people that were dying. And those days, they didn't have hospice, so I stayed with them until they died. And I, used to patch them up, so their bony little bottoms would have Vaseline on them with pads, and I'd feed them ice chips. And then I would take them downstairs, after they passed, I'd wrap them up. But I was only 16 when I did that.
Wow.
That answers the question of what it is that I'm seeing in your journal. That's what I wanted to know. Okay. And also, what is it that you like most about yourself?
What do I like most about myself? my personality.
Your dad.
My
your
personality. That I have a sense of humor. Oh man, you know, I can be in the middle of a bad situation and I laugh like a hyena. I think it's hysterics, but I can make people laugh even when they're in a bad way. So I think the ability to be able to see the funny side of things, you know.
Okay. Okay. So that's what you like most about yourself?
I think so, and I have a strong. Strong compassion for people, an empath. So I try not to feel all their pain because then I get sick, you know.
Okay. Here's what comes open. It's, as always, it's like I love to do mediums, and especially mediums that are very high energy, very connected and quality mediums. The first thing that I get in terms of what your tools are is sound. Okay, it's they're showing me kind of like radio speakers. All right, and they're vibrating, and these are the tools that you have come into to accomplish what it is that you came here to do, and I'll explain that in just a moment. So we've got vibrating speakers here, but underneath here, what your foundations here is that it has something to do with death, transitions. You have the foundations of what you're trying to work through in this particular life, which is why you have so many tools of gifts, of writing, of music, of speaking, of psychic abilities, because it's about communicating about life, of what life is about, of what that the quality of life, of why you're supposed to be here, why you're here, and what I'm seeing here with this, it's almost like shrouds, okay? And what it tells me here is that you've had either a past life or several lives where you have been surrounded by sadness and surrounded by death and have been actively involved in the helping of passing of the, how can I say, of helping them make transition in no fear, okay?
Interesting. Can I just say that I've always been around people that were passing, and I helped them make the transition. And then when they are dying, they always call upon me. It was with so many people. You're right. Go ahead. Probably did that in a past life, too.
Yes, yes. And it's like, and those are the foundations that you came in here because you were trying to make death a beautiful thing, even in the worst of circumstances. But what you have decided to do in this lifetime, still carrying those foundations, it is called a celebration of life. Okay, that is why you have done so many things. Have everything is about speaking, communicating, and this sense of humor. It's a very, very dry, sarcastic wit. Okay, and you use that humor to of people that were in past lives that were in fear. It would be like, wow, you know, just think when you go home, it's like, you know, think of all the big meals that you'll have, and it's like, and you'll be able to dance again. And if they had no legs, you say, oh, you'll be dancing with your wife again. It's like, it'll be so wonderful. But the thing is that two or three lifetimes of this, okay, in whatever situations, either that you were I see you being a friar, okay, that of poverty, took a vow of poverty, working with people that, were unable to even bury themselves, and you lovingly wrapping them up and speaking to them as they were, making transition and making it a joyous celebration and wrapping them up and putting them in the ground. And there was a sense of joy that they were going home. But what happened is that you made a decision in this lifetime that you were going to celebrate life, okay? But still, you still have the thing about helping people make transition, but you're doing it in a way that it isn't such tragic circumstances. Your psychic abilities come from one place, and that, you have an unusual psychic ability, okay? And that is that connection with the dead, okay? It's like because you spent so many lifetimes with people 1 foot here and 1 foot going home, that spirit to you, even when you're reading someone who is living, it's like you're picking up past lives and spirit, almost like relatives of this person, because of being able to almost, when they were making transition, you almost like held their hand and went with them until they let go. And in this lifetime, you still carry that energy of where of being able to be connected to all three realms at the same time. And that's why sometimes when you read the living, what you're doing is that you're picking up sometimes home energy. And when you say you're a DNA reader, that's very accurate, very accurate. Because what you're doing is that you're reading a past, present, and forward energy because of the ability that you learned in past lives of literally almost going into transition with these people to keep them from being fearful. It's an unusual psychic ability. I've never encountered this particular psychic ability. This is why with your police work, finding bodies, helping detectives, is it because it's almost like that you have the psychic abilities of a bloodhound of feeling of when someone's made transition and they leave their scent here in the world now. And that's what you learned or acquired in your past life. It's a really very, very interesting psychic ability. I've never encountered it before, which makes you so good at finding things and finding people, and also with psychometry too, because they leave their life energy on things, and that's what you, and I mean, I keep on, I apologize if I keep on using the word bloodhound. It's like, you know,
well,
it's like you sniff them out. You just literally sniff them out. That's what I'm picking up. And that's a rare psychic ability. And you got this from dealing with so much death and being able to smell the difference between living DNA and DNA that's on the other side. Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah, because I didn't know what I was doing. It just came natural as a child because I was only 16. I was the youngest one in the hospital, and I would do this after school. And I would take care of the people, and they would wait for me to die, and I would sit next to them and talk to them. And then I even did it with my mother, and they hooked her up to a heart machine, and she was in a semi-coma, and I got in bed with her, and everybody was crying, and I said to her, "Mom, you know, you have to listen to me. Don't be afraid." Her heart was going very fast. I said, "I'm here to help you, and just listen to the sound of my voice, and then I want you to, you know, release, release, release." And then her heart got slower, slower, and then it went to flatline, and I smiled, and I said, "There you go. You could do it. You did it." You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but I've done this for so many people. And this is funny because my friend called me and she said, it's not really funny, but she said, "My husband has liver cancer. Can you come and help me?" And I walked in. We all went to school together. And I said, "Hi, Joey." And they had a hospital bed in the rec room. And he looks at me and he looks at his wife. He goes, "Oh, no, I'm going to die." And we all started laughing. He said, "This isn't good. I'm going to die. Barbara's here." I was like, you know, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
well,
I wasn't
with
him.
Can I tell you what I saw?
Yeah, let me. I have one more thing, sweetheart, and then I'll release the Kraken. The two speakers that I'm seeing is that it's like airwaves, okay? We listen to radio, we watch television and everything, and we know they're traveling on sound waves and radio waves. It's like, but we don't actually know how they work. They still don't really understand how they work. And it's like these speakers is like you're transmitting energy in all three levels, past, present, and going home. And it's like in every gift that you have experienced in this life carries that kind of speaker energy. You decided that you wanted to come from the energy of letting go of life to move into the energy of embracing all aspects of life. And that's what you've done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that you've never encountered this before?
No, I've never encountered this kind. When I say a psychic, we have spirit mediums. Bonnie's probably one of the most excellent spirit mediums I've ever worked with. But the thing
I'm going to cry.
Don't do that, sweetie. You know how much I admire you. But your energy is something different. When I say it's not like that you communicate with spirits. Sure you do. But it's like, it's more or less you have a sense, you can smell, it's a bloodhound. You recognize and you feel it, and that's where most of your gifts come from, is the understanding of what death really is, and you put it to use in this life. And it's like you make people aware of what a gift this life is, and also that it's so transient and it's also never ending. And even if you're not consciously aware of that's where you're pulling your energy from, you're pulling it from all three realms all the time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, interesting. So you think I did this, of course, in past lives?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, not this, okay? Not how you're doing it now, because in this lifetime, you said no more just death. No more.
Right.
I can't do this anymore. This lifetime, I want to use the gifts that I've learned from taking people into transition, but I want to use them for life. I want to experience life. I want to communicate. I want to hear music. I want to entertain and everything. But you have never lost the ability of everything that you are connected with has the sense of how precious life is. And that's where your energy comes from.
Yeah, and I often say that to people, you know, when they say, oh, I'm so depressed, my boyfriend didn't call, or this or that, and I'm like, listen, you know, you're having a good day. You're not on life support. You don't have a terminal illness. You're not suffering like those children in the hospital. I said, so what's your problem? You have no problems. Think about it. Have compassion. Count your blessings. There are bigger things in life. You know, get in touch with life itself. And
isn't that funny? That's you. That's you, Barbara.
Exactly. Because life is so precious, and it's so short. I have a guide that loves the movies and always flashes a movie scene. There's a movie called Beautiful Creatures, and it is about casters who are immortal, and a caster who has gone to the dark side is hoping to take power, and she makes the comment about humanity, and she said they make their own rules and they don't even value this precious life that they had until they're taking their last breath. She said Earth won't miss them at all.
Yeah, interesting comment. Well, I have to say this. I was given the last rites when I had my first baby. I was dying of childbirth, and they didn't expect me to live. I was in really bad shape. And the doctor came in, and he said, you know, we're so glad to have you, because I was in intensive care for a long time. We thought you were going to die, and we don't know how you lived. And I was, like, panic-stricken. I was like, die? I didn't know I was dying.
You know, it's so funny. That's wild. Go ahead.
And I was like, oh, my God. But people always say to me, you've had such bad situations, but you always seem to bounce back. I'm like a Joe Palooka doll because I know what's important in life. I know if you have your mental screws okay, if everything's okay, you're not in a mental institution, you know, you're not suffering mentally or you're not suffering physically or you're not having, you know, chemo. You're not going through it. Just, you know, embrace life.
Yeah. Everybody's always looking at their life of what they don't have versus if they would just be an appreciation of the fact they have a roof over their head.
Exactly.
You know, they have a meals on the floor. They're not meals on the floor.
Yeah.
I have a dog, that's where most of them end.
But,
you know, they have their health. You know, I mean, it's like there's so many things to be appreciative of.
Yeah. And you know, so thank you for that. That was excellent.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right, Bonnie has
me?
Some things she needs to share with you.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yes, I have some things, Barbara. As soon as she opened your Akashic Records, things come to me. What the first thing that came to me, and I have three scenes, but the first thing that came to me was so cool, and that's why I'm sitting here going, ah! But I opened the scene of, it was a crystalline scepter. It was all crystal, and you were holding it. It was the weirdest thing because I see your face, and you had all these crystals, clear crystals coming around you, and you were like in a, you know, like a, I want to say a queen or princess kind of crystal robe, and you were holding a crystal scepter. And what I heard was you go into different dimensions even in this world. So when I saw that crystal, you know, crystal is energy. It, you know, I'm assuming it's energy that that takes you, catapults you. That's what catapults are. I think all of our planes or whatever is the crystal, you know, energy. And the crystal scepter was, you were clutching this crystal scepter in your hand. And what I heard is that you go to other worlds and different dimensions, and you're actually like a key player for those dimensions. So, you know, these that's how you travel. I don't know whether that's the syncope, you know, episodes you have, but what I do see is you having this crystal scepter in your hand, and crystal to me is energy. And then they said that you were also in Atlantis, and I don't know, you know, I don't, it doesn't, you know, that you had been from Atlantis, that that's where these crystals are from, and that you're really telepathic, that that's a gift that you have. You don't really call it telepathy, but when you were in Atlantis, it's a gift that you had. And that's why you're really good at reading, because you also were very telepathic and didn't even have to communicate, because you could communicate through people's, you know, two people's minds. And I believe you probably can still. And I think
I do that. No, I do telepathic work, because I'll have a client that comes in and I'll say, gee, I see this fire, you know, fire. And she goes, oh, I was just on the parkway. I was coming here, and there was a fire, you know, that I saw. And, you know, it's like I do a lot of telepathy work, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you that was from way back. And you're very, very, very adept at it, and you should use it. They're telling me that you do use it, but that it's so really ingrained in you that you can use it, and you can use it more. And then you're not going to love this scene, but I love it, because, you know, I love dead people, or they want me to call them disincarnate, but I really like the dead people thing. So I see a big graveyard. It's so cool. Oh my God. I see all these graves, and that are just mass graves, and then all the people are popping up. Now you would say, oh, come on, Bonnie, but that's what they're doing. They're popping up and walking towards you. And what I hear is that you help transition, and not the way you think, but you could actually, you know how, like, and they're saying the name, and I hate to say it, and I don't want to say it on air, but Dr. Kevorkian, where he used to help people transition.
Yes. Yeah.
But he did it with medicine or morphine, and it does. Let me tell you, it does happen more than most people think. I'm a nurse. I know what happens in the hospital. People just don't know it. But they say that you have the ability to do it without any of that. So all of these people are saying, oh, my goodness, they're on top of me. Ah! What I'm hearing is you have that ability to put people, send them back home with just what your thoughts and your voice. And that's one of the gifts that you have. You don't use it a lot because you can't really, but it's a gift that you have, and they're telling me that you should know that you have it. So if there is somebody passing, like, you know, somebody's sick, maybe they're calling on you because they don't want to be here anymore. So what they're saying is you also have that ability, and that's something from the past too. And when I see all the graves and all of them coming up, they're all thanking you, because really somebody had said that we treat animals better than we any people, because we allow them to die with dignity, and we don't allow whatever your thoughts are of humans to die with dignity. So what they're saying is you actually have that ability. And I guess Dr. Kevorkian would have loved you, Barbara, because then he wouldn't have got caught at anything. So.
Yeah, well, I really admire Dr. Kevorkian. I have to tell you, the man that, I don't know if you read anything on my website, how I got into this, I had a dream about my boyfriend's passing, and, you know, I asked him to come home. He didn't. He died that night. He died the same day my mother died, different year, December 21st. And the first date we ever went on, we had a date in the graveyard, and we put a blanket down, and we had a lunch, you know, like a little basket lunch, and we were laying in the graveyard under this big tree. And he goes, it's really nice and quiet here, isn't it? And I go, yeah. and then he ended up, you know, passing. And at the time, I was like, why did he pass? And then I understood that he passed in order for me to live, because he brought to my attention my gift, my ability to see the future in dreams. And then I had my two mentors, and then it was a process, you know. So I understand all these things, yes. It was very good today, very good.
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? We love you, Barbara. We know that you're sick. We know that, you know, hey, we've been there, and I've been sick for a week. You know how I've told you. And you're just, you always give a lot. You always have the right words, and you try really hard no matter what. And that's, we can feel that. So I do want to tell you that you still have got callers on. I'm going to ask them to tell them to come back the next time you're on. But I hope we've given you some insight because, you know.
Oh, you
like
have.
Just...
It's been great. It's been great, you know. And I thank you very much. It's been really great. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. So, everybody, we would like to say goodbye to Barbara. Barbara, we want to thank you. Please go get something or what. Let me just give you a little bit of what I do, and this is just what I do. Whenever I'm sick and I don't feel good, I think throat lozenges. I won't even tell you the brand, but I do sugar-free because I'm always worried about my weight, but I do sugar-free cough drops. I do them all day whenever I get a tickle because it's the tickle that starts that whole thing. And then I always take something to make sure I sleep. Like I do, I think, NyQuil or DayQuil or one of those. And then I drink plenty of water. But if you don't have those throat lozenges, to me, and I'm a nurse, what happens is you start going and it makes your throat raw. And then once that happens, your throat's raw already and you can forget it. You're going to be doing that for a while.
I live on those throat lozenges the moment I – and an emergency, love emergency.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I knew there was another one. So, Barbara, we hope you feel better. We thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Barbara.
And
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great evening, and we hope you feel better.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
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 Hey, Susan, I am so excited. That was a fabulous show. And you know what it really shows, Susan, you know, like us, we, you know, whenever we're sick or we don't feel good, of course, we know how what it takes a toll on us, especially when we have to go into the ethers. So we want to wish Barbara a speedy and happy recovery. We thank you for even sharing with us today. And we do want everybody to know that we have another show absolutely tomorrow, and you're not going to believe who's going to be on. Are Peg Jones and Amy Cavanaugh. Kelly is going to be the MC on that. Kelly, we love you that you put that show on for us. We know that Peg
is
and
that
Amy
our, is that our mermaid and angel ladies?
It's our mermaid and angel lady, and I'm going to be popping in because I just love them. I get so excited when they're on because I'll tell you what, the energy and the readings are so fabulous. I love them, and I know they're going to be regulars. I know they want to be regulars. I want to shout out to Peg and Amy. I thank you, girls. I know you like working together. Your energies for each other are great. And Kelly, oh, she fights me. Kelly fights me for taking them because she loves them all, so I love them. I know our audience, our guests, and our callers love them. They are going to be taking callers from 1 to 3 tomorrow, so please call in. You've got Peg Jones. She's the angelic reader. She reads your angel cards. You've got our mermaid, Amy Cavanaugh. She reads her mermaid cards, and they both are great. They're both gifted. They're both channelers, and you will have a fabulous day. Don't worry, girls. I'll be popping in to make sure everybody's behaving. And I hope everybody has a very, very great day.
You calling behave?
I know. I think that's my name is misbehaving. I know. I think my name is misbehaving. So I thank you, everybody. We did cut the show short. We are glad that Barbara got here, even, you know, when she got here. And we are glad we were able to offer you readings from Barbara. She's an interesting lady. You can look her website up. It's BarbaraMackey.com, and it's spelled M-A-C-K-E-Y. And if you want Barbara, please, you know, she's got a website. You can contact her there. She's a very interesting lady, and you heard her Akashic Records right here. So thanks, and have a great day. And Susan and I will rock the house on Monday. Susan, are you rock the house on Monday?
Yes, you know, I'll show up on time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And if you don't, you know who will be dragging you back in here. So,
that's true.
We have a really interesting lineup. We have Amy Cavanaugh and Peg Jones tomorrow. on our show. On Monday, it's Susan and I rocking the Akashic Records and Spirit Communication. On Tuesday, it's usually Susan and I, but we have a special guest for you who also wants to be a regular on our show, and that is Leslie Cody from Leslie Journey. You heard her on our show. Actually, she called in for her Akashic Records, and she gave me a reading. Oh, my goodness, if she could do that.
Yes,
that
Tuesday, I'm going to get a reading from her. I can't wait.
I know. So everybody call in. If you can get past Susan, after her, we're going to have 2 hours of Leslie on. And Leslie gives dates and times. Oh, my goodness. She's with ESP Psychics. She's so fabulous. She rocks the house. Susan and I even gave her one of our days because we wanted you to participate. We wanted you to hear her. We know how important it is to have her on, and we want to make her a regular. So we are so happy. Please join us. We have a great lineup, and you know Wednesday is our famous Kelly C, Kelly Culture. She reads all of the Atlantean Life Birth Card reading, and she takes guests. We also have Ron Cole, the famous astrologer who rocked the house this week with Leslie's reading. And then on Thursday, we have a special guest, another fab girl. She is going to do, her name is Susan Schlash. She's going to do pet readings. She finds your pet. She'll talk to you about pets. She goes in through your pets, and it's only Pet Day. Pet Day next Thursday. Come get her because she's fabulous. Susan, I love you. I will see everybody tomorrow, and I will talk to you, Susan, and have a fabulous rest of your day. And everybody, thank you for coming. Thank you for calling. And thank you, our chatters and listeners. And Kelly, we're giving
hey,
you
buddy.
A big shout-out.
Hey,
we love you. Yes, yes.
Rock, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. We are Bonnie. Real quick here, we are conducting a small experiment because we've invited. We've got the BTR host training people in the chat room with us because what's been happening with the shows is as soon as you end the episode, it'll pretty much kick everybody out of chat. So it came in with us. So it's like I just wanted to let you know we wanted to make sure they were in here with us. And I lost the doggone help window, guys. So sorry to BTR host there. It's like I can't find the chat window. It's like I clicked it down. And I can't find it on my computer again. So thank you guys for being in here. And we're gonna see if they can fix the glitch so it doesn't kick all of our chatters out all at once because we like to sometimes hang around and chat. But anyway,
yeah,
thanks for letting me on.
Hey, thank you. Kelly, we could not do this without you, and we so appreciate it. We know you're going to be on tomorrow with Amy and Peg, and you make it happen, girlfriend. And thank you for helping us with the BT radio because, you know, I can't cook. Well, I can't even cook, but I can't talk to, write, and go into the ethers at the same time. And you're the only one that seems to be able to do that, Kelly. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome.
I'm going to end the end. Okay, I'm going to end the episode, and thank you, and please, BTR people, Kelly will be talking to you. Kelly, do you want me to stay on, or is it okay for me to end the episode? Okay, well,
yeah,
I'm ending the episode.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay to end it because, like I say, we've got the BTR host in the room with us, so they will get a firsthand look at what in the world happens when we end an episode. Go for it,
okay,
Bonnie.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
Bye,
thank
everybody.
You, bye. We love you. Thank you. Well, it is not letting me. Okay, guys, it's not letting me even end the episode, so here we go.